At the March 6th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Will Smith from West Virginia Interactive offered a contract to the commissioners whereby hotels, motels, and other lodging businesses can pay their hotel occupancy taxes online using credit cards or other online forms of payment. West Virginia Interactive already receives other county tax payments online. Melissa Bennett, the county clerk, told the commissioners that receiving payments through West Virginia Interactive has worked out well for her office. These online services will not cost the county anything. Taxpayers using the service for their own convenience will pay a small fee to West Virginia Interactive. The commissioners voted to approve this. Amy Scott addressed the commissioners to express her concerns that pipeline construction crews staying in RVs without proper waste disposal systems may very well contaminate the groundwater. Scott also said she's upset with the lack of concern for the problem that she felt she received when she tried to bring the problem up to the county sanitarian. The commissioners heard from Laura Young and approved a memorandum of understanding with the Pocahontas County Community Corrections Program for the upcoming fiscal year. Laura also presented the program's application for the county's Community Corrections 2018-2019 grant. She explained that the total amount requested in the grant is $159,879. And if approved by the state, the county commission's matching portion will be the $59,879, while the state will pay the $100,000. She explained that the program will save the county far more than its share of the cost to run the program. The commissioners approved this application. The commission also approved the hiring of Roger Ober as the full-time head courthouse custodian at an hourly wage based on $32,000 annual pay plus benefits. Ober will start as of March the 14th to allow him to work with retiring head custodian Mike Kane for a few days. Mike Kane is retiring after 20 years on the job. Bob Martin, who in addition to being the commissioner's counsel, is also the president of the County Civil Service Commission, and he delivered the Civil Service Commission's annual report. Martin pointed out that the report was prepared by the previous president, Howard Shinneberry, since Martin only took over as president of the Civil Service Commission in January. Martin said that the Civil Service Commission is now holding monthly meetings. He also said that once he gets the procedures of the Civil Service Commission organized and in compliance with all state statutes, he intends to step aside as president. Martin also delivered his council's report to the commissioners. He said he was working with the Day Report program to revise their rules to be in total compliance with state statutes, and when that is done, he'll help the Community Corrections Board to revise their bylaws. Martin also reported that the Resort Area District, or RAD, board elections were held on February the 27th, and both he and Commission President Beard attended the election meeting as observers. He said that other than some questions about proxy voting, the election went off well. There was also some questions about whether dual owners of one property could each cast a vote. But Martin said that the election rules clearly state one property, one vote. Martin stated that now that there is a functioning and properly elected RAD board, the commission is finished with its responsibilities to establish the RAD. The commissioners finished the meeting by approving invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.